This morning's Retail Ireland Monitor does show steady momentum in the sector in the first 6 months of the year, and there's certainly some positives within that. One thing that would concern us, however, is that there appears to be a weakness in consumer demand, particularly over the last 6 weeks or so, particularly since the vote by the UK to leave the European Union. And there is concern that should that trend continue over the next couple of months, that it could become a real problem for Irish retailers. It also raises the spectre of the concern around the issue of the change in sterling and the weakening of sterling and the knock-on implications that may have for border retailers, but also for retailers who are competing with UK online retailers. So there's a number of layers to this story, and there's a number of layers that, from an Irish retail perspective, that are concerning.
In a sense, in the border area, it's a potential double whammy, because not only do you now have the risk of people leaving the Republic and travelling across into Northern Ireland to shop because it's 10-15% cheaper, you also have people in Northern Ireland perhaps less inclined to come to Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan on the basis that automatically things are now 10-15% more expensive.
That's correct, and I guess sometimes perception is reality, and there's certainly the perception that there may be better value to be had as a result of changes in exchange rates. Now, I should say, we've had many conversations with our members who are operating in the border areas, and there's no suggestion at this stage that that there's been a huge exodus across the border or anything like it. However, our concern is that with sterling currently sitting around 85p, to the euro, should any change in that position or any worsening of that position heading towards 90 over the coming weeks and months, that may begin to tip the balance and encourage people to begin to head across the border, and that would be a concern naturally. But certainly there is positive news within it as well, in that sales are up about 3% in the first 6 months of 2016 versus 2015. So there's good news within it, but I guess Ireland is uniquely exposed to the chill winds of Brexit, if we want to call them that, and the negative implications of the British decision. And we need government to be aware of that and to come and support and insulate our industry from any negative connotations that may arise as a result of their decision.